Ladies, what do we do?
Well, I think we have to realize that we are the people who draw what our life becomes. We are the ones who say, when you get up in the morning and you say, I'm running it, this is not running me. And you can get as busy as you want, and I think that we feel like if we fill our lives with things, then we matter, or we make a difference, or we're somebody. But we're still that same little somebody we always ever were. You know, like how you spring clean your house, sometimes you have to spring clean your life and get all the crap out of it.
I like that.
Just say, is it, which one of the kingdoms is this one going for? Of the three, where do I want to get me?
Yeah. Or where do I need to cut back? You know, where do I need to surgically remove some things? Is it a TV show that I'm obsessed with? Is it reading time that I spend too much doing? Is it internet time? Is it a video game? I'd be surprised if anybody in this room is a video game. Well, actually, the internet for my mother-in-law and father-in-law is huge. They love to sit. We'll go over and visit. Hi, Beth. This Beth is my my aunt, so she knows she's my father-in-law's sister, and they will go and visit sometimes, and they'll go and play on their computer, and sometimes the kids will go over and she'll play with them, but that's their time. That's what they love to do. So sometimes it can be a distraction too. It's not just for us younger ladies or teenagers. Yes.
Well, the thing that I found tragic, my son is really into sports, and we were gone constantly with sports, and then he got his ankle broken in a sports game. Pretty traumatic experience, and he actually went through a depression because he had defined himself as that sports star. And it's been an amazing, I don't know what you'd call it, watching him find out that what defines who he is that he's a child of God, not the sports star. That he's my son, he's somebody's brother, he's somebody's uncle, not just a sports star. And so I thought how wonderful it was that it happened when he was 13.